Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verses 1 to 2, verses 44 to 46. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 32. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31 to chapter 11, verse 1. Our Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. The theme of our reflection is, we come to be healed and restored. Last week, Sunday, we noted that our world is broken, and some have decided to maintain that fragmentation. And so, some are trapped in that fragmentation, worsened by God's rejection and human fragility, which calls for a makeover of humanity and reinforcements of God's reign. It is evident, my brothers, my sisters, in the leprous healing in today's gospel, that our Lord Jesus came to heal and restore us to wholeness, deliver us from the traps of the evil one, and show us how to repair our broken world and reestablish the reign of God in our hearts and minds. And so, my brother, my sister, we have the power to undermine and destroy the works of the bearers of evil based on the Lord's template of redemption rooted in his church, obtained through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Yes, we have the power to undermine the work of the underworld. But first, we must identify the causes of our personal fragmentations. In the case of the leper in today's gospel, we can conclude that his skin disease is distinct from today's leprosy, or Hansen's disease, as they call it scientifically. According to Father Jeffrey Plant, it is called lepra in Greek and zarahat in Hebrew, a gradual slippage or erosion of the outer layer of the skin, which, based on today's first reading, makes the sufferer ritually unclean and a dying patient. In other words, that person is considered moribund. Hence, he or she must be temporarily segregated from the community to prevent the spread of his impurity. Thus, for the Jews, God is holy. Hence, nothing impure or evil should approach the presence of God and his people. And so, the Jewish law ostracized anyone with zarahat, but he or she is reabsorbed after a ritual ablution and when he or she is declared cleansed by a priest. However, our Lord Jesus countered that law of ostracization and all the theories of segregation when he touched that leper, when he touched and cleansed the leper, who was not only granted healing and wholeness, but was reunited with his family and community. Thus, my brother, my sister, having identified the causes of our fragmentation, we must present our brokenness, failures, sickness, and worries to the Lord like the leper, and wait for his touch and healing words, for he is the entry point to true happiness and eternal life, we must go to the Lord and ask Him to heal us. He is our shield against sadness and evil. He is the eternal part of God's mercy and compassion. If we are still alive today because of His mercy and compassion, we must take advantage of our divination in Christ Jesus and humbly renew our faith and trust in God. We must reject the voice that corrodes our faith and human goods that erode our filiation in Christ Jesus and pursuits of self-sanctification and justice for all. And having been repeatedly forgiven by the Lord, let us touch someone today. Heal their broken hearts with words of compassion and love, and help them regain self-confidence and their trust in the Lord. Let us renew our love for God by helping others today to regain strength in Christ Jesus, the ability to do their work given to them as father and mother, as men and women of God. May the Lord grant us His mercies today and help us in all that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.